Festival, KCFF, and the Kingston Music Office are thrilled to announce the fourth edition of the Slate Music Video Program. Local film production companies will receive financing to create new music videos featuring Kingston's top musical artists, with a special focus on emerging talent. All greenlit videos will premiere at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. If interested, please visit kingston.ca/music to learn more.
Hey, what's going on? It's Avaya Mighty. You are listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me, or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca.
The Kingston waterfront is a clear and safe place for swimming, fishing, or boating. But after heavy rains in our area, make sure you check the Utilities Kingston Sewer Overflow map to ensure the water is safe for recreational use. Know before you go. Visit utilitieskingston.com/overflows to check the real-time map.
Hey, this is Sean and Taco.
Harrison.
And Alex.
From Oak Ridge Ave, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Nailed it.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
This is Seth.
And I'm Luke.
Awesome. Welcome back, everyone. It's nigh after 9 o'clock. It's October 30th, also known as Devil's Day or Devil's Night, depending on where you're listening to. Mm-hmm. We're coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
We're here.
In the tombs underneath Carruthers Hall. How many ghosts of perished DJs do you think roam these hallways at night?
Well, they say the Limestone City is the most haunted place in Canada. So.
Do they say that?
They do say that.
I read a thing. Someone said that in an archive newspaper from 1911 was the first written account of trick-or-treating in Kingston in 1911. They really? Called it rousing or carousing, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they called it. So we got that. We got that going for us.
I wonder what candies they had. 1911, they probably just Hershey bars or something.
Yeah, something basic.
Hand-rolled cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
For the kids.
Of course. Take some tobacco and a bucket of warm beer back to your parents. What's the worst?
Legend.
What's the worst Halloween candy you guys have ever gotten when you're trick-or-treating?
I mean, raisins. Like, come on.
Yeah. You don't like raisins?
I do like raisins, but not as much as a Reese's peanut butter cup. You know?
Guess that's true.
But...
the worst, like, item, it was probably just, like, floss or a toothbrush.
Yeah, that's mean.
That's harsh.
Having a dentist for a neighbor, like, give me a break.
Like, we know you make money. Just buy full-size candy bars and just put them, just hand them out.
Totally. You know? My brother's doing full-size candy bars this year.
Good.
He lives at 93 Phillips Street.
Oh. Yes.
He's like, oh, yeah, we only ever get, like, 30 kids, so we're doing full-size bars.
That's awesome.
93 Phillips Street.
I'll be there. I'll skip the show tomorrow.
I think the worst thing I ever got was like a logistical nightmare is like full cans of pop.
Yes. Yeah. That's a bad one too. And like, yeah, pop is one. Then there's like people that I remember I had neighbors, not neighbors, but people that lived in the same street as me growing up with bottles of water.
Like that's horrible.
Like,
what?
Like you go to Costco, buy a case of water and like that's like.
I'm outraged.
That's
horrible. I would rather just give out sugar packets from a diner.
Seriously. And you know what else I'm not a huge fan of? Hot take. I don't like Pixie Sticks. Like, just like if I'd ever get those, that wasn't my.
I think I'm with you on that one. Anything where you, as soon as it touches your mouth, your gums start to bleed.
I was going to say your teeth are wearing sweaters.
Yeah. It's a bit much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you haven't got your Halloween candy yet, these are bona fide great ideas.
Ooh.
That's a little Paul Bear from WWE or WWF.
Is that it?
That's the.
I was thinking about this like last night. You know, like how the greatest inspirations come to you when you're tossing and turning, and the branches are, you know, hitting, you're scratching against your window, and you can hear the wind howling.
Yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself, there's so much candy at the supermarkets. how many kids are even in Kingston? Are they going to sell that? Like, when you think about it, like the box of 45 little chocolate bars, and there's probably like 300 of them at one grocery store.
Yeah.
How many kids are even in this town? And like, where's all that candy going to go? Is my question.
Exactly. I know. That's a theory, honestly.
Like, I worked at a movie theater once, and like the popcorn that's notoriously expensive, they would just huck it in the dumpster at the end of each day, like throw it in garbage bags. Are they doing that with the Halloween candy? Are they just opening up sewer drains and pouring it down there at midnight? I want to know.
Just put them on sale for like $2.99. You just get them a day after Halloween.
That's the best.
Yeah.
The day after Valentine's Day is the best too, because it's steeped in sadness.
Mm. Exactly. And you know, if you're like, if you're at the store the day after Valentine's Day, they know.
Something's wrong.
They know.
Amazing. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Seth.
Davy Jones.
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, we've got Seth and Davy Jones from the amazing band The Backsteps. You guys are playing a Halloween show tomorrow night in Toronto in the Big Smoke.
Yes, right. The Six.
Where was at the six? At six in the six?
Yeah,
it'll be the seven by the time we get there.
But. Be seven when we get there. Oh, so if you want to meet the band, we'll be there at 7 o'clock.
Right on. You guys signing autographs? That whole thing?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of joking. If anybody asks, I'd love to.
No more fan mail.
No more fan.
Please.
You know, guys, I'm too busy.
It's exciting though. You guys are big deals. You guys are big wigs now.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, if you're just joining us, we got a couple of rock and roll bigwigs in the studio today, and we are torturing them via their eardrums today with a little game I like to call the horror movie theme soundtrack game. It's a mouthful. I'm trying to think of a more concise name, but we'll figure that out later. Called Sugar High or something.
We'll come with it. Yeah.
So let's try another round, shall we? The way it goes is I play a snippet of a horror movie theme, popular or obscure, and whichever one of Seth or Davy Jones can guess it first gets to take a whack at the other man's pumpkin with the murder hammer. You guys, how are your pumpkins doing?
Mine's in good shape. I don't know.
Mine's not doing so well.
Luke's didn't start well either, though. Like, his is kind of, it's kind of pimply and
kind of gnarly. Well, yeah. We'll see how you guys do in round two. All right, you guys ready?
We are ready.
Here is theme number one. I will give hints if you need it, but here we go. Let me just mute that, get that. Nothing like a little harpsichord in the morning.
Nothing like it. Ooh.
It is from the mid-90s. We were talking about Peter Jackson earlier. It's not the movie we were talking about off air, though, but it is a Peter Jackson horror movie. And it stars Michael J. Fox and Jeffrey Combs.
I'm going to say I only know one Michael J. Fox movie, and that is Back to the Future.
Was he Teen Wolf, too?
He was Teen Wolf, but it's not Teen Wolf.
This is not Teen Wolf.
But you get a bonus whack for guessing Teen Wolf. That's a good one. This is from The Frighteners, where Michael J. Fox can see ghosts, and so him and his ghost buddies run grifts on people.
What a great word. And they do fake exorcisms.
Have you guys seen The Frighteners?
I have not.
No. Fantastic. Great movie. It's got an all-star cast of horror heroes. Let's hear that pumpkin smash.
All right, get ready.
Oh, that was a good one.
With the sharp end, too.
Oh, we definitely got to the insides.
Right on. We called the murder hammer for a reason, too, because it looks like it's only ever done one thing.
And it is.
Murder.
Yeah, that.
All right, here comes number two. Movie theme number two. This is a bit of a trick question, by the way.
Is it not actually a horror movie?
It is a horror movie. It also stars Jeffrey Combs.
Does sound familiar, but
I give you guys a little more time. It came out in the 80s, and it involves reanimated corpses.
Oh.
The wheels are turning.
You can hear them turning. If you listen really closely, you can hear them. Reanimated corpses.
Stars the great scream queen, Barbara Crampton.
Oh,
you got this!
Yeah. line. Helpline.
Oh, okay.
Helpline.
It's from Reanimator. I gave you the answer.
You did.
It's a fantastic movie. But because you didn't, like, because you tricked me and you deceived me, you thought you had it, Luke gets to take another whack out of your pumpkin. Yes, that fair is fair.
Fair is fair. All right, Luke.
All right, let's make another dent.
Pardon me.
Oh,
we got right
there.
There
we go. We got through.
We breached it.
We got some.
Wow.
The structural integrity of your pumpkin isn't going to last.
Intestines on the that was impressive. Murder hammer.
Amazing. Check out Reanimator, though. It's a hilarious, gory movie. Next theme.
So many of them start off with this, like, just jarring strings.
This is from a completely different movie. It's much older.
Older, okay.
You guys are showing your age now with this one, in that you can't get it. I'll give you a hint. The line, we all go a little mad sometimes.
Oh, Psycho.
Yeah, there we go. All right. 1960-something Alfred Hitchcock classic. Here we go. Do it for Jamie Lee Curtis, because her mom got killed in Psycho.
So it's for Jamie Lee.
Awesome.
Oh
man, you really got it in there. Nice.
That was a good one.
These pumpkins are looking gnarly. All right, we got one more theme before we get back to our regular tunes. This is from a mid-90s classic. Here we go.
Kiss Me.
I always associate the song with Gilmore Girls, but I don't think it's in Gilmore Girls.
I'm going to give you a point for that one. I've never seen Gilmore Girls, but this one, I was thinking She's All That, where the nerd has been made over into the hottie with the body, and she's coming down the stairs. Tell me I was a bet. Tell me I was an effing bet.
This is a great song.
It really freaks me out.
Let's just play this one out.
Let's just.
From Sixpence None the Richer. That's the band.
Okay. Newfound Glory, I think, did this one.
Nice. It's a horror movie in the sense that if you grew up like me as a nerd and you had social anxiety, going to a prom type dance was terrifying.
No. Don't do this to me, Jeff.
Oh, Luke already got it. You get the bonus points for Gilmore Girls.
What's the answer?
She's All That was what I was thinking of.
Oh,
okay. But I'm sure it's been used in many a rom-com over the years. But yeah. That has been round two of the Halloween horror theme game. Let me just...
Maybe calling Luke Billy Corrigan.
World is a vampire.
Nice. That was a nice hit.
Good stuff.
There we go. Really making contact. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, wow. Yeah, you really breached him. Good stuff. All right. Well, we got one more round coming up later on today, so we can try and even the score.
We're so sorry.
And then we'll bring the pumpkins outside to feed the squirrels. But yeah.
That's right.
Good stuff. I haven't been keeping track of the
loser,
score.
Loser has to eat the pumpkin in full. You can't leave until it's gone.
Rate it you in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Awesome. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
Davy Jones.
McLovin.
Here with Davy Jones and McLovin from the back steps. And we'll get back to the tunes. Next break, we'll do round three of the Halloween super scary horror movie theme song game.
All right.
And we'll eat some candy. Coming up next, though, this is Susie and the Banshees. Mm. This is Halloween right here on CFRC. Ow! We'll be right back.
tell you, ladies and germs, that girlfriend of mine makes me so crazy. She told me she thought she'd look good in something long and flowing. So I threw her in the Mississippi. And how about that Ernest Hemingway, always shooting his mouth off? Ooh. Hello? Anybody? I know you're out there, folks. I can hear you bleeding. Is this on?
Down. Oh, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When that trumpet God shall blast and the dead shall leave at last, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Well, look down yonder gate, well, see the people all dressed in white. Oh, it must be the children of Israel just walking in the light. Cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Oh, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When that trumpet got to blast and the dead shall leave at last, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Well, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Oh, meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings should fail me, just give me another pair. Cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Oh, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When that trumpet God shall blast and the dead shall leave at last, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Gonna bare my knees in the sand, gonna holler ho hosanna until I reach that land. Cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Oh, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When that trumpet of God shall blast and the dead shall leave at last, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Oh, go down yonder, Gabriel, put your foot on the land and see. But don't you sound that trumpet until you hear from me. Cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Oh, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Well, when that trumpet of God shall blast and the dead shall leave at last, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Dead too.
Great film.
Awesome.
Totally spectacular.
Destined to be a cult classic.
I was jumping out of the seat.
We just cut up our girlfriend with a chainsaw.
I chewed my thumb off during the film.
Funny, it was scary.
Only one thing could be more terrifying than the Evil Dead. Evil Dead 2.
Dead by Dawn.
Under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian. Now playing at a theater near you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And welcome to my Halloween special. Tonight, prepare yourself for a night of spooks and scares, as we have invited over some of our most famous friends for some tricks and also some treats.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing. A new boy there for a local girl when she made eyes with him. She was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But windows were being locked at night, and old lines drawn again. I thought these things didn't matter anymore. It's a dark night. He took her to the outskirts. He pledged his love to her. They thought it was their secret, but someone knew where they were. He held her so close. Made the young girl scream. I thought these things didn't happen anymore. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. Dark night. It's a dark night.
Scary, spooky. What's the spookiest word that comes to mind? Like the word bat?
Bat, yeah, vampire.
Vampire.
Claustrophobia.
Arachnophobia.
Oh! You know how many centipedes and millipedes are down here in Lower Carruthers Hall?
I was going to say probably a lot in the walls and stuff.
Quite a few. That's why there's like every time I come here, there's no, the Halloween candy in the lobby keeps disappearing. It's because the bugs are taking it away.
Yeah, it's all ants up in here.
That's right.
Bugs life.
We're overdue. I think they're remaking that famous 50s giant ant monster movie called Them, where radioactive ants take over a little town in Arizona.
Yeah.
I forget who's doing that. Someone's remaking that, though.
It's us.
The Backsteps. Yeah, you're all playing ants.
We are.
You heard that humans are manufacturing sugar cubes en masse. You're like, that was our time.
That's our time, guys.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
Seth.
I'm Luke.
And I'm joined by, Seth and Luke of the Backsteps. This is the third time you guys have been on the Halloween Spooktacular show.
Yes.
Here on Indie Wednesday. And I've only been doing this for 5 years. You guys now have the majority. I like it.
I like that, too. Yeah.
Amazing. Keep going. We've been hanging out talking about your Halloween Doom show tomorrow night at the Bovine Sex Club in downtown Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto.
What time does that start?
Doors open at 9. We go on at probably 11:30, midnight.
Nice. Yeah. The witching hour.
That's right.
Cool
right.
beans. Yeah.
So by the time we're done playing, it's not going to technically be Halloween anymore, but the night is young.
It'll be Bonfire Day.
Yeah, All Saints Day, I think.
All Saints Day.
Nice. Yeah. That's exciting. That's good stuff. You guys going to play a lot of Halloween songs?
Not really, you know. Like, we got, like, the one, the Psycho Killer, and then we got, like, we learned one more new cover, which isn't really a Halloween song, but we just wanted to play an Oasis song. So
oh, cool.
Playing an Oasis song. Then we're doing, like, a little, like, mashup medley thing. So, yeah, we'll it'll be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be, mainly the costumes and the, you know, that make it.
Totally.
Yeah.
How many people can the Bovine Sex Club hold? Like, what kind of a, like... I've never been. I've been to like the Rivoli and the
probably like
at least 100, maybe more.
One because I no mean to brag, but last time we played there was about I think it was 120 people.
Okay,
but I think the room can hold maybe comfortably. It was pretty crowded, but I would say maybe 150.
We'll pack them in there.
That would be like pushing it though.
Yeah,
like you'd be It'd be claustrophobia.
You know? Yeah.
So you better hope that people's costumes aren't like gigantic. You get one person with like massive shoulders
or something. Oh, they ruin the night for everybody.
Exactly.
Yes. They get worse costume.
They get worse costume.
Biggest costume just is worse costume.
Worst costume. I'm just going to say that as soon as we walk on stage. Like, listen, if your costume is like more than like an extra half the size of you.
If it's hindering other people's enjoyment.
Eliminated.
Awesome.
Security.
I love it so much. Well, speaking of elimination.
You'll be exiled.
Just show them the back door, lock them in the alleyway. Awesome. Speaking of elimination, we're going to play round 3 of our amazing Halloween. It's our new tradition in this game.
Yeah.
It's the Halloween horror theme game where I play a snippet of a popular horror movie theme and you guys have to try and guess what it is. Winner of each guess gets to take a whack with the murder hammer at each other's pumpkins. Pumpkins are looking pretty good. Pretty gnarly.
Yeah, we need to change that.
Well, it's the last round, so these whacks better be good. So, shall we get to it then?
Let's do it.
All right, this is, here, I'm just gonna play it. Let's see if you guys can, get this. It's really annoying. So I hope you get it fast.
And this is from a movie.
It's from a movie. It's from the third of a franchise. It almost killed said franchise.
And it's not dead now? Like the franchise is still making movies?
They're still making movies. The last of this franchise was done in like 2019.
Oh.
Evil Dies Tonight.
Oh. Don't forget to wear your mask. Halloween.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
that was terrible. They had the Halloween end. That's so bad.
Evil Dies Tonight. So this isn't from Halloween. So you win one whack, but there's a bonus chance if you can guess which Halloween movie this is from.
Oh, it's probably like one of the,
three.
Bam!
What?
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, the one Halloween movie that isn't about Evil Michael Myers.
All right, so we each get a whack.
You each get a whack, but Luke, you get a big one.
This is just gonna...
One more, give it another.
Give it another.
Yeah!
Yeah, guts are nice.
All right.
And then Seth, you get your bonus
I'm
whack.
To take out this.
Yeah,
like,
go for it.
I got a hole there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
very nice. Very nice. All right. Here is here is theme number 2. More of a horror fantasy, but I like it around Halloween. And let me just give it here. Give it a hint. The music's by John Carpenter. It doesn't really narrow it down because he did the music for like all of his movies.
Trick question. It's Halloween.
No. Close. Stars Kurt Russell.
Oh, it's a Death Proof?
No, you're close though. He does play a vehicle driver. He plays a truck driver in this one.
Maximum Overdrive?
No, you're circling the drain though. I like it. I'm gonna give you another chance here. Late 80s, John Carpenter. Kurt Russell is a truck driver. One more hint. It takes place. Oh, it also co-stars screen legend James Hong and Kim Cattrall. Both very sexy actors.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Okay, this was Big Trouble in Little China. Again, okay. Not much of a head. I'm probably not a Halloween movie. Let you guys off on that one.
Okay.
But
okay.
It is fun to watch this time of year, you know, where they go underground and there's all these monsters and goblins, and it's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Next theme, another sort of non-traditional Halloween movie, but maybe you guys will get it. It's a little newer. This isn't really a hint, but these are both movies I tried to show to a bunch of kids one Halloween, and I got, like, laughed out of the room. They're like, well, this isn't Halloween. What are you doing?
And it's newer?
It's new.
Like, 90s. Late 90s. Stars the whale himself, Brendan Fraser.
Is it The Mummy?
Yes, yeah. It is. The Mummy. Yeah. Give The Mummy a whirl if you're looking for a good spooky movie. The Mummy. Yeah.
This one goes after Brendan Fraser. Wait.
There we go.
Sweet. Excellent.
Double the size of that hole.
Yeah, it's looking good. All right, we got one more theme here. This is the last theme of the day. So this is all the marbles.
All right.
All right. How do you guys remember your CBS Sunday evenings as kids?
That was that Corner Gas Night.
So it's not a movie, it's a TV show. It's absolutely terrifying. I dreaded Sunday nights having to watch this with the family.
Not the Waltons.
Close.
Oh.
Very close. Just you're in the right ballpark. Stars Jane Seymour.
You got this, Luke.
And it has a very hunky mountain man named Sully who throws axes. But they'll never get together because she's a prim. She's a posh doctor woman. Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Medicine woman.
scariest thing on TV since Seventh Heaven. Yeah.
Well, hey, good game, Luke. Good game.
Yeah, good game. You guys get to hit me with the hammer for that last one. Yeah. Awesome. Right on. Good times. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Luke.
Seth.
And I think we better get back to the tunes. It's 9:30. You're tuned in to CFRC. It's our fifth annual Halloween Spooktacular. It's Devil's Day. And let me just find the playlist here. Talk amongst yourselves while I find.
Shout out Gilmore Girls, even though the song is not in it.
You guys have any other shout outs? Any Halloween shout outs?
Yeah. Shout out Jamie Lee Curtis. Shout out. Now we're talking about Halloween Ends. Shout out to Corey from Halloween Ends, the teenager that somehow beat Michael Myers.
Corey Feldman?
No. Well, obviously, shout out Corey Feldman, but did you see the last Halloween movie?
Oh, like I tried to block that one out of my mind. I remember
it's got the kid in it, but he's like somehow not explained how, but he beats Michael Myers. It's just this kid. Like,
I don't remember that. I remember Michael Myers getting crushed in the trash compactor at the end, right? Wasn't that the end?
Yeah.
His head explodes.
But then it's like Corey's like the...
Is he the kid that's getting babysat?
Yeah, they call him like the kid killer, and then he just like... meets Michael Myers, and then they say like the more Michael eats, the stronger he gets, and this it was terrible.
Evil dies tonight.
Awesome.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Seth on. Luke.
This is CFRC, and it's not Halloween without a reading of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven from, of course, Treehouse of Horror. So let's get to it. This is The Simpsons right here on CFRC. Evil dies tonight.
Hey, Poindexter, it's Halloween. Put the book away.
For your information, I'm about to read you a classic tale of terror by Edgar Allan Poe.
Wait a minute. That's a school book.
Don't worry, Bart. You won't learn anything. He's called The Raven. Once upon a midnight dreary,
while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
"'Tis some visitor,"
I muttered,
"tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more."
Are we scared yet?
Bart, he's establishing mood.
Ah, distinctly I remember. It was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the lost Lenore.
Lenore.
For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating,
"'Tis a visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more."
Presently, my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer.
"Sir,"
said I,
"or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you."
Here I opened wide the door.
"This better be good."
Darkness there, and nothing more.
You know what would have been scarier than nothing?
What?
Anything!
Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping, something louder than before.
"Surely,"
said I,
"surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore."
Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, perched and sat, and nothing more.
"Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou,"
I said,
"art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the nice Plutonian shore."
Quoth the raven,
"Eat my shorts."
"Bart, stop it. He says nevermore, and that's all he'll ever say."
Okay.
Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed by some unseen scent.
"Stupid censer!"
Swung by seraphim, whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor.
"Wretch!"
I cried.
"Thy God hath led thee. By these angels he hath sent thee. Respite and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff! Oh, quaff this kind nepenthe and forget this lost Lenore."
Quoth the raven,
"Nevermore."
"No! Be that word our sign of parting! Banner fiend!"
I shrieked up, starting.
"Get thee back into the tempest and the night Plutonian shore! Though, leave no black plume as a token of the lie thy soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from off my heart, and take thy form from off my door."
Quoth the raven,
"Nevermore."
"Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door."
Quoth the raven,
"Nevermore."
"Why, you little..."
Sitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor, and my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.
Lisa, that wasn't scary, not even for a poem.
Well, it was written in ancient...
We'll be right back.
the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. That was Glenn Frey with Flip City. Nothing like a good third act ghost catching montage.
No.
That's what we need in our lives more. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Seth.
Luke.
This is coming up to the end of the 5th annual Halloween Spooktacular live on Indie Morning Wednesday right here on the Spooky Station that rocks the Spooky Nation. CFRC.
CFRC.
Have you guys seen any ghosts down here since you've been in this morning?
I have not, but Luke, you're here every day.
I'm here every midnight, so.
Nice.
I'll check tonight.
Please do.
I'll let you know.
What do you do to keep ghosts away? Do you have to like shake a can full of nails or something? I don't know. I don't know what people do.
That's a good question. Call a priest.
That, yeah.
So Luke, he's actually a priest too. So
are you ordained? Can we ordain you in some like hokum like online religion?
Let's do it right now.
We can do it right now.
Nice. Then you can give the building an exorcism and
Luke actually dresses like a Ghostbuster and he walks around the halls that night.
Are you wearing it underneath your clothes right now? The jumpsuit?
My Superman outfit underneath.
You should see the car we pulled up.
That'd be fun to own a hearse, probably, right? Oh, yes. You could, like, people would get out of your way in traffic all the time.
It'd be super practical for band use. I feel like you could fit a lot of stuff in there.
That's true. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, the Ghostbusters really knew what they were doing.
They really did.
Super practical. Before Glenn Frey from Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack, we heard The Raven as read by James Earl Jones. What's your favorite Treehouse of Horror, short, I guess?
Oh,
do you have one? I mean, the Raven's probably my favorite, or the one where Bart sees the gremlin on the side of the bus.
Yeah, I vividly remember being a kid, the one where the aliens invaded. I cannot remember.
And they try to beam Homer up, but it takes them two beams to get him up because he's so big. Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
What are the names again? Like Krang and...
Kodos. Kang and Kodos, yeah.
I don't know why I like this one, but I really like the one where they find out that Bart's like evil twin has been living in the attic.
That's a great one.
It's just like, whoa.
I think that was another great Halloween costume I saw where someone went as Dr. Hibbert, but it's when he shows the mirror to the evil Bart, but it's actually just an empty frame and it's Dr. Hibbert and just punches through the frame and punches the kid out.
I was, I watched the Family Guy Halloween this year.
Oh, that was a good one. Was that the pumpkin contest one where every giant pumpkin has a giant fat guy in it to tip the scales?
Yeah.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, and then the Cleveland Show Halloween.
Oh, I need to get on that one.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Do you guys have like a favorite Halloween special that you can't go a year without or a favorite Halloween movie besides Hubie Halloween? It's a tall order.
There's a new tradition that I'm going to be starting as of tonight. Which is, I went to Brian's Records a couple months ago. Shout out Brian. And I found a vinyl recording of the original Orson Welles War of the Worlds radio broadcast. So I'm going to dim the lights and wait until it gets late and just put that on.
Nice. Very atmospheric. You get all that crackling on the vinyl and
There's, aside from Hubie, obviously, but there's it used to be the Garfield Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I like the South Park one where Randy buys the Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And it's
the Shining spoof.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. No one comes to Blockbuster anymore to rent.
But typically it's Halloween, like the,
OG.
OG.
Nice. Yeah. Evil dies tonight.
Evil dies. That one. That's the new OG.
That's the new OG.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember like working at Classic Video for about a decade. It was kind of sad near the last couple of years of my tenure when Halloween season would come and the horror section would not be picked over.
Yeah.
Or like Netflix would go down and then you get the crowd.
Yeah.
But I guess that's, par for the course. It's the way it goes. Thank God for Tubi. If you've ever been on Tubi, it's got a lot of horror movies on right now.
Yeah.
And it's free, isn't it?
And it's free. It's fantastic. Tubi, Pluto, Plex.
Paid for by Tubi.
Exactly. That's right. We're going to film a horror movie where the back steps play Escaped Lab Rats, and it's going straight to Tubi.
Straight to Tubi.
Tubi!
That's how you know it's good. Yeah. That's how you know it's good.
That's right. Well, it's about 10 to 10. Any closing words before we sign off, gentlemen?
I did want to do a shout out because I was talking to you during the break about how I'm back here studying at Queens as a student. So I just want to shout out the Queens Effective Altruism Club, the fine people over there. Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah.
Excellent. You're part of that club and the Queens Breakdancing Club, right?
That's right. I am modeling my career off of that Australian woman.
I was going to say, how many ray gun costumes are you guys going to see when you're in Toronto tomorrow? probably a lot.
Yeah. I'd say shout out to Corey Feldman. Shout out.
Nice.
Shout out to the other two band members that couldn't make it, Dev, Josh.
They're still alive, right? You didn't just cram them into your trunk.
They're in the hearse outside.
Shout out to Jeff for having us on.
Thank you guys for coming.
Of course.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, come to our show if you're in Toronto. And then we're playing in Kingston November 22nd at the Broom Factory.
Nice.
That should be fun.
Excellent.
And on a scary thought, as Winston Churchill once said, history is a race between catastrophe and education. So let that sink in.
Man, really.
To end with a quote from Halloween Kills, Evil Dies Tonight.
Evil Dies Tonight! There we go. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Seth.
Luke.
Hope you guys all have a nice, spooky, safe Halloween.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees?
Yeah.
Get out! How dare you? Go Shohei Ohtani, more like it.
Shohei Ohtani, man.
Anyways, we'll see you guys. I'll see you guys next Wednesday, and hope you guys have a great show in Toronto tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
This is Ministry with Every Day is Halloween right here on CFRC. Ooh. Ow!
Second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Casador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The words she gives me, they're all empty.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
We are the Arcade Fire. You're listening to CFRC.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress. What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
More noise, please!
Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for More Noise, Please, with me, Supergen, for a nonstop barrage of feedback, buzz, and distortion as we explore all things noisy, including noise, no-wave, punk, industrial, noise rock, grindcore, experimental music, and more. And always with a focus on local and DIY artists and bands, right here on Met Radio, 1280 a.m.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Jackson on CFRC, letting my love shine bright, 101.9 FM.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot Alphabet Soup.
This is Matthew Barber. Mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Know me.
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today.